Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We should all want every single walk of professional wrestling to do brilliantly. I never understand this opinion when people are like, oh, I hope that thing dies and I hope that thing gets stuck up somebody's ass. Because if wrestling is doing better as a whole, not only is it better for us, the fans, but it's also better for the wrestlers, and then everybody is happy chaps. I mean, look at the positives that AEW has already brought to the industry. The amount of people that didn't get a sniff in WWE who have now been able to rejuvenate their careers somewhere else. How can you be upset with this? Even then, though, there is a section of the audience that aren't watching. We know this because we have numbers that we dive into every single week. And even though when you do look at those, wrestling is doing far better than a lot of people would have you believe, a huge portion of the market that is still out there for grabbing is the lapsed fan. That person who used to love the grappling, but for one reason or another, said goodbye. If reports, though, by the likes of Sean Ross Sapp at Fightful are to be believed, well, AEW is about to pull off the mother of all game changers. Why? Here's why. And we are, of course, talking about Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. And in case you've been living under a rock, and more on him later, and I mean that too, they may be going to All Elite Wrestling. And as soon as this did leak out online, everybody just went crazy because they couldn't believe it. Most are super excited. Some are negative Nancys, obviously. But it means wrestling at the moment has this buzz and this anticipation in the air. And I don't know about you, but that's when sports entertainment's at its most fun. But apparently CM Punk will debut at All Out and Daniel Bryan will debut a few weeks later when AEW does go to New York. And of course, while all these little tidbits could change, if Tony Khan does pull this off, well, I mean, talk about the coups. The Big Boss Man has kind of teased that he does have two massive surprises left in his pockets. And then sure, if you do that, you are going to reach out to a certain clientele that no longer frequent themselves with wrestling. And it's not like it's going to be the first time. Let us start with CM Punk. Because around about 10 years ago, he did cut that famous pipe bomb promo. And no, the following week, ratings didn't go through the roof. And nor did they, by the way, when Stone Cold said, oh, 316 just kicks your ass. But what it did do was grab the attention of some people that weren't watching. Because Punk came across as so legit and was saying things that were grievances that they had aired to their own friends that all of a sudden he became relatable. Then when you saw that reaction he got at Money in the Bank 2011, forget about it, everybody thought he was a giant star, because that's why a massive pop is so important. It tells everybody, well, I better like this guy. Basically mob mentality. We all know what happened after that, but I'm not going to cry over decade-old spilt milk. But even just with the idea that he may be cutting an AEW deal, all of a sudden a bunch of individuals are coming out of the woodwork again, and it even spiked prices at the All Out pay-per-view. They basically went up around about 18%. So the intrigue is there, and I bet if CM Punk did pop up and say, oh, hello, on the Dynamite before the All Out pay-per-view, that at that show, All Elite Wrestling would destroy any records and any buy rates they'd done to this point, just because people would be like, well, I gotta see CM Punk. And I would also guess that a large portion of that cash would be coming from this group. And very nicely, this all directly ties into Daniel Bryan. Because that really is the same story. Many people point to the fact that CM Punk did leave in 2014, which opened up the door for DB to headline WrestleMania 30, but this was still never part of the plan. We remember the Yes Movement having to take over Raw and people basically going, please, please, we are just going to shout for Daniel Bryan until you give us what you want. to Vince McMahon, I would guess out of frustration, went, fine, put him in the main event. But that doesn't just happen. You have to have an innate likability factor in order to rile people up in the way that he did. And even though it was terrible at the time, his retirement and subsequent comeback to the ring only helped this more. Do you remember where you were when it broke on the internet that Daniel Bryan is going to announce he's coming back to the WWE? People were so excited. It was like your friend coming back from Australia that you hadn't seen in 47 years. The goal with all of this, though, other than to try and please current fans, is to grow AEW, and this is absolutely the way you should do it. Because making brand new fans is always going to be the hardest. If I put you in the room and say, hey, watch this figure skating, and then I leave, you'll sit there and you'll be like, I don't know anything about figure skating, so I'm massively confused. If your friend Danny is all of a sudden ranting and raving about this terrific legendary figure skater who has come back and now everybody is talking about it, you probably want to be on the conversation too. So when Dan, if we shift him across the wrestling, is going, oh my God, CM Punk, he's my favorite wrestler as a kid, and now I get to see him again, you may go, oh, CM Punk, hey, and your journey begins. And yes, it's the same with John Cena and The Rock in WWE. It will have the same effect over there, but I already made my point very clear about that. I want AEW to explode, I want WWE to explode, I just want everybody to explode. Guys like Punk and Bryan, though, will pique the interest of this lapsed fan, because they were part of this wave of wrestlers that probably got these people involved in wrestling in the first place. It would definitely boost that 18 to 49 demo, which on occasion AEW has got really close to Raw, and that is just nuts. This was never meant to happen in less than 2 years of the company being birthed, but when you want a hot streak, you want a hot streak. And I know, I get it, this only lasts so long, but that's why Tony Khan and everybody else has been ensuring they've been putting their time and their attention into their brand new stars. I mean, we do this all the time. Sammy Guevara, MJF, Jungle Boy, Britt Baker. There is a bunch of brand new faces that we knew nothing about 24 months ago, but now when we tune into any AEW show, we're cheering, we're hoppering, and we're getting excited. Look at Darby Allin. Darby Allin essentially gets put in any kind of Dynamite main event, and he does over 1 million viewers. So if Johnny New Boots does tune in and he sees a live crowd going crazy for the likes of CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, as well as a bunch of new faces, he's probably gonna buy into it too. Like I've already said, don't pretend this doesn't work. I remember when I first started watching wrestling, whoever got the biggest cheer, I kind of made a note of it, because I wanted to be part of the party. It means we're looking about expanding, but what exactly does that mean? Because that show we are doing in Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York has already sold 16,000 plus tickets, and that was without CM Punk, and that was without Daniel Bryan. So I suppose it's about what you want to do next time, and what you want to do next time is sell 20,000 tickets, so we're doing reverse Jenga. The counterpoint will always be as well, when they weren't very huge draws when it comes to WWE, but I actually think that comes down to the presentation. Again, CM Punk was a world champion for ages, Daniel Bryan was a world champion for ages, but CM Punk sometimes wasn't even the main event because John Cena took that position, and before Daniel Bryan got injured, he was in line to get wrecked by Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, so that's what they thought about that. So if you all of a sudden change that representation and you change that presentation to the point some of the people that used to watch and go, man, it's so annoying that CM Punk doesn't get treated like the top guy, and then they see he is being treated like a top guy, where finally all their dreams will be realized. I mean, it's exactly the same ethos as to why Goldberg keeps coming back to WWE. They're not doing this for fun. They don't think Goldberg is a good guy to have around backstage, although I'm sure he is great. They do it because it has metrics that say the Attitude Era people love seeing Goldberg, so they will come back and watch WWE. So it's not like it's revolutionary, it's just really smart. So the plan, as far as I see it, is to grab the attention of a wider audience, prove that you have a terrific wrestling product, and then make sure they stick around. The novelty will wear off, of course, because that's life. When CM Punk has been a wrestler again for 12 months, CM Punk is just a wrestler. But that's why you want to make sure he keeps doing interesting stuff, and other people on your roster, they keep doing interesting stuff, and ipso facto, can you believe it, this person that hasn't watched wrestling in the last 10 years has decided they are now an AEW fan. And that's a dream. Of course it's a dream. And even with all this waffle about numbers and finance and everything like that, we don't actually have to care. As fans, the only thing we need to worry about is putting our ass in the seat every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever the hell it was, and seeing what we are going to be presented, and then ironically decide, well, should it get an up or should it get a down? And so for me, if I see Daniel Bryan turn up in AEW, I'm going to lose my shit. And it would be the same for CM Punk, and it would be the same if CM Punk went to WWE, because I remember his rise, I remember how good he was. So if all of a sudden I get him back in wrestling, of course I'm going to be doing the hoopla. We've been asking for it for ages. It also means in terms of watching this crazy war play out, AEW may be about to change the game. That's right, I tied one of my last lines into the title, so somebody should shoot me out of a cannon. But I do want to end it by saying, if Daniel Bryan doesn't go to AEW, and neither does CM Punk, and they just want to sit on their couch and drink tea for the rest of their lives, they're allowed. They deserved it. Sometimes plans do change. Let's just enjoy the ride for what it is. Now, please do leave a comment below and let me know, what do you think about all of this? AEW, WWE, people coming here, there and everywhere. I mean, in the next 6 months, we could actually see the return of The Rock. We've got the return of John Cena. And we could see CM Punk and Daniel Bryan in AEW. I think that's pretty damn good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.